Well, it was in 1975, and we used to go in this pub called Farmer's Arms, which is at the top of town, and it's I think it's what the Penny Bridge pub is there now, and it's just down from the infirmary where I used to work as a nurse actually at the time, and I was 20, and we used to go in the pub, in the Farmer's Arms, and I hadn't been out very long, and is it working
Yeah,
all right?
go on.
And I'd not been out very long, as a lesbian. It was very difficult to come out, to be out. I'd sort of escaped really from Manchester, where I lived, and I'd come about a year. I'd been in Lancaster about a year, because it was so difficult where I lived in Manchester to come out. I think I would have died if I'd have stayed in Manchester. The council estate there was just, you couldn't do anything, you couldn't be anything, you couldn't be have long hair even if you were a man, or dress differently if you're a woman, or anything, never mind be gay. So
So, did you grow up in
I
Manchester?
grew up in Manchester, yeah, and I came up to Lancaster. There's quite a few of my family had already come up to Lancaster because it was so nice compared to where we were from in Manchester, and I loved it. I really loved it, but I'd only recently come out, so it was, and a lot of my family were here in Lancaster. A lot of us had moved together, and they weren't. It was difficult at first to tell them that I was gay, but they were. It was. It didn't take too long before it was all right, and then they would be in the pub, in the same pub in the Farmer's Arms. It was like an. I used to call it Social Rejects Pub, the Farmer's Arms. Everybody used to be there, and it was very alternative, and it was good. It was a nice pub, and we all used to just be there in the pub and have a laugh, and there was all sorts of events going on. There was this disco across the road after the pub, after the Farmer's Arms was shut. After last orders, we'd all had our drinks. There was a disco across the road, upstairs in the Catholic Club, which was quite amusing to me because we were all brought up Catholics, and then here they were having this disco. It wasn't just for gay people. It was for everyone who'd been in the pub really. It was like an alternative to other venues in Lancaster, which were a bit sort of old-fashioned or behind the times, let's say. Anyway, earlier on, I forgot to mention, when we were in the pub earlier on, because there used to be Hell's Angels and all different, every type of people you could think of used to be going to the Farmer's Arms, and there was this, and people just got on with each other, and there was this bloke came up to us and up to the lesbians who were sat down, and he said, "Oh, you want to be careful." He said, and he was really anxious, and he said that there's a load of Hell's Angels coming from out of town to sort out you queers out once and for all, is what they've said. And he said, "It's nothing to do with us, it's nothing to do with us." And he said, "I'm really sorry." And he said, We're going out of town tonight, we're going to go." So we were like, "Oh my God." So we were quite scared, as you can imagine. But there were so many people in the pub, and anyway, a lot of straight people who supported us. We were all friendly, we all knew each other. So we sort of ignored it, really. Well, we weren't, it was at the back of your mind, we were nervous a bit, but we just thought, we just got on with it, because there's that many things in the world, I suppose, obstacles that we'd already faced. We weren't too fazed by it. So anyway, we went over to the disco, and there wasn't any trouble. Everyone was up dancing. It was a big venue, the Catholic Club. We'd all had a bit to drink because it'd been a pub all night, and then we'd carry on at this disco. Anyway, the next thing, this bloke, Buzz, this gay man who used to organise all the events, he was suddenly standing up. The lights came on and he was stood on this balcony. He was shouting out to everybody. And he was trying to warn us, but nobody was paying any attention to what he was saying because everyone just wanted to carry on dancing and just have a nice time. And then the next thing, all these Hell's Angels came flying in and they started trying to... I was stood there and I just turned around and I saw this bloke who wasn't even gay. He was really tall and this Hell's Angel was sat on his chest punching him in the face really hard and shouting at him and all of this. And the whole place was just erupted. He just went mad. So I, being the person that I am, who was brought up quite a good fighter from where I lived in Manchester. There was always fights on the estate and what have you. And I was a good fighter and I was tall. Well, I still am tall and strong and young and very healthy. So I jumped on this Hell's Angel and I grabbed him round the neck. I've dragged him off this bloke and I got him round the neck with my arm. I got him in a headlock and I was squeezing his arm because he wouldn't let go of this bloke. And he was still yanking this bloke, and I just really wrenched his neck really hard, really squeezed him, and he was going absolutely mental because a woman had him in a headlock, and he couldn't move, and he was swearing and calling me all the names under the sun. And anyway, the next thing, this other bloke, another Hell's Angel, came flying up to me and started kicking me in the head and everything. It just got really messy. And one of my sisters, who was straight, she came flying over then. She saw me being beaten up and she was trying to drag him off. And then someone else grabbed him. She got her dress all ripped and, oh, it was crazy. And then this friend of mine, she was at the top of the stairs and more Hell's Angels were coming up the stairs. And so she got planning. She went and told everyone. They all came out. I couldn't do anything because I was a bit stunned. Well, quite stunned really because I was being kicked in the face, in the head. And then the next thing, she got all these other women to go over, and they got these chairs, and they started throwing them down the stairs at these Hell's Angels. And then this one bloke got through and she got a Newcastle Brown beer bottle and she smacked him over the head with it and knocked him flying and he went flying. And anyway, at the end of the day, we all won. Everyone just, and we were all, the people there were quite peaceable people. They didn't really want to fight, but we didn't have any choice. So everybody joined in, all gay or straight, just joined in, and we managed to beat all these Hell's Angels off, keep them away.
And did anybody call the police? Did they ever show
it was,
up?
It was all over so quickly that nobody got the...
So the police never came?
The police didn't care. It was all over and done with and in no time, and nobody knew where these Hell's Angels, who they were, because they weren't local, because they'd come from out of town.
And then they skulked off?
Yeah, they all just went off. They had, yeah, shame-faced, I presume, because they got
beaten. And they never came again?
No, they never came again, no. No, they didn't. No.
Well done.
Well, my face wasn't a pretty picture the next day. It was a bit... I was a bit black and blue. And my nose was up. It wasn't broken, but it wasn't... It was a bit swollen and from being kicked in the face.
Well, horrible. I was messing about here because I wasn't sure about the levels. I think they're all right now. But
while we're here, just tell me, why was Lancaster a better place to come out than Manchester? Was it just Manchester where you lived on the council estate was just a terrible place to be different in any way? Or was it that Lancaster was kind of positively welcome or there positive?
There was something about it. I don't know what it was. I can't describe what it was. It was, well, for me personally, Lancaster was absolutely wonderful because it was so green and different from a different environment to where I was brought up. And people seemed to be more open-minded somehow. It was freer. I think it was probably quite a bit to do with it being a university town. I think that made a difference. And one time we were driving up, me and my mum and dad, and one of my sisters, and we were driving up past the Lancaster University, we're on the motorway, past the university, and there was a sign at the time, I think there still is, but I can remember it clearly now, and there was a sign up in the grounds of the university at the side of the motorway, and it was a green sign with white writing on, and it used to say University of Lancaster, and someone one time had copied it exactly, the sign, in the complete writing and everything, and they put it over that sign and they wrote University of Gay Oppression, so that everyone on the motorway who drove past could see it. And I hadn't come out at the time. I think I was about 19 then, with my parents, and my sister knew that I was gay, and we just both started giggling like mad in the back of the car at seeing this sign.